Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos to all. Welcome back to our every other week Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parsha class, not Parsha, Erev Shabbos Kodesh class learning. So 2 weeks ago was our first week back after a month break because of the Yomim Tovim, and we had a shiur based on Shabbos is a Zecher and Shabbos is a Zikaron. I hope that was meaningful and it's changed, or at least added some insight into your davening, etc. So I'm going back into the Sefer, I think briefly. We're going to use it as a springboard. We're on page 46 of the Sefer. I want to just thank our sponsor and hostess of this year very much, her and her family, Tizkun Mitzos Ulamaisim Tovim. So Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, the heart of the world. I'm just going to recap a couple of paragraphs. We did them a while ago. So that we all know where we are, we're on the same page, pun intended. There is one other place in the Torah where the slightest deviation from halacha carries the death penalty, and that is the Beis HaMikdash. So deviation from halacha and Shabbos, deviation from halacha and the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say a Jew who's not a Kohen goes into the Beis HaMikdash and offers a korban to Hashem. He's liable for the death penalty delivered by heaven. It's very interesting. I'm learning through Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet now. And we come up to one of the righteous kings, but he ended up being a mitzora for the rest of his life, and he was sent to live in isolation. Why? Because he offered the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. He was a successful king from Malchus Yehuda, but it got his head. And one second. Uzziyahu, the son of Amatsyahu, I just want to get my notes. Uzziyahu, the son of Amatsyahu, was one of the kings of Malchus Yehuda, and he was a good king, but the success in his kingdom led to arrogance. The arrogance led to him bringing the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash that his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather King Shlomo built, and Hashem smote him with tzara'as. He was sent to live in isolation for the rest of his life, and even upon burial, he wasn't allowed to be buried with the rest of the kings in the king's plot because he was a mitzora. For your reference, this is Perichof Vav in Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet about King Uzziyahu, led to Mitzora. So why am I bringing this up? Because this is a proof of what Rav Pinkas writes here. Let's say a Jew who's not a Kohen goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he offers a korban to Hashem. He's now liable to the death penalty because it is written, I'm quoting from the Sefer, a stranger who draws close shall die. All he did was offer a korban to Hashem with the best of intentions. He didn't kill anyone. He didn't commit a shocking act. But in the Beis HaMikdash, deviation from halacha is punishable by death. So King Uzziyahu offered a Ketores. He was not a king. He was not a Kohen. He was a king. He wasn't allowed to do this. And he was afflicted with tzaras for the rest of his life. He was sent away to live in isolation, even in death. He was buried isolated. So why do we know that he's liable for death? Because the Chazal tells us that a mitzora is nechshav kemes. There are different categories of people who are considered like dead. One of them is a person with tzaras is nechshav kemes. So this is proof from Tanakh, from Sefer Divrei Yamim, but Uzziyahu, that he was afflicted with tzaras for offering an offering he was not allowed to offer. He was afflicted with tzaras, and mitzoras nechshav kemes. So you see that a person who offers an offering when he is not a kohen is liable for death penalty. And there you have a proof of what Rav Pinkas writes. That was the first paragraph on page 46 of our Sefer. If a kohen goes into the Beis HaMikdash to offer a korban without washing his hands and feet, middle of the page. By the way, sometimes people reach out to me, what Sefer are you studying? They ask me when they listen on YU Torah. This is Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh. Rav Shimshon David Pinkas's insights into Shabbos Kodesh. If the Kohen goes into the Beis HaMikdash to offer a korban without washing his hands and feet, he incurs the death penalty. We know that the kior was not negotiable. Before the Kohanim came to serve, they had to wash with water from the kior. Precious Kitisa in the beginning, before Chedega, tells us about the kior. And if the Kohen is not wearing all the required big day kohuna as well, or if the garment is too long or too short, it has to fit the Kohen exactly, he receives Misa Bidei Shamayim. When a Kohen comes in to serve, the Kavod L'Tiferes, Parshas Tetzaveh, so those big day kohuna define who he is. I was actually just listening to a shiur this morning by Rabbi Zev Lef on my fast talk, and he said that the clothing represent a person. He said, so a soldier wears a soldier's uniform, a king wears a king's uniform, a Ben Torah wears a Ben Torah uniform, quote from Rabbi Zev Lef. He says, a Bas Torah wears a Bas Torah uniform, and you could say, based on that statement, put it together through Pinchas, a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedjo must wear the uniform of a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedjo. And if he does not, he is liable for death. How are you supposed to know a soldier is a soldier if he's not in uniform? How are you supposed to know the king is the king if he's not in uniform? How are you supposed to know Ben Torah is a Ben Torah if he's not wearing his uniform? How are you supposed to know he's a Kohen? So it's not optional, these clothing. He had to wear them. And if he doesn't wear them, he's Chayiv Misa. And if his garment is stained, the Minchas Chinuch write that he is executed by heaven. So you see that it is very important for a person to represent who they are through their clothing and what they stand for through their clothing. So that is a very nice comment, and it's true. We have to wear special Shabbos clothing to show that on Shabbos we wear a Shabbos uniform. The clothing makes the man. The clothing defines a person. So you should say we shouldn't focus on chitzonius. It's true, we shouldn't, but the way a person dresses is a statement about themselves. A Kohen must dress according to the Torah in the Big Day Kohuna. A Ben Torah dresses like he's a Ben Torah, so too a Bas Torah, and so too you are correct, absolutely. When it comes to Shabbos, we have special garments that say, I am a Shabbos Jew. We know that we've spoken about extensively in this series, Lo Yem Abuchcha Shel Shabbos Kem Abuchcha Shel Chol. It's a halacha that your Shabbos clothing has to be different than your weekday clothing, so you are correct. That last paragraph on the page. All this pertains to the service performed in the Kodesh of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen is serving, i.e. in the Azara. But now when you talk about entering the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Holy of Holies, Chazal tell us, ready? It's not only that the Kohen Gadol, or he's the only one who could go into Kodesh HaKadashim, had to wash his hands and feet, or his Chayv Misa. It's not only that he has to be wearing his Big Day Kohuna, or his Chayv Misa. It's not only that they have to fit him exactly, ready? When one enters into the Kodesh HaKadashim, which is the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us, even improper thought invalidates the service. Now he is here speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. I brought up as proof King Uzziyahu, just as an example, but obviously he's using this as a template to teach us about our avoda on Shabbos as well. And really our avoda, when we talk about the heart represents not biologically, not scientifically, but the place of our thoughts, that our thoughts must be mekavin towards what we're doing. When we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to have proper thought. When you say the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you're mekabel the Ol Malchus Shemayim, you have to have the proper thought to be mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, where you're just saying words that don't have any intent and don't have any meaning. So in the Kodesh HaKadashim itself, even improper thoughts invalidates the service. And when it comes to Arvodas Hashem, you know, sometimes you see a person benching and it looks like they don't even know what they're saying. And sometimes you see a person benching, it looks like they're talking to Hashem. I'm sure you all know what I am referring to. I'm not saying, it's not a criticism, because probably sometimes I might be more in the former category, chas v'shalom, than the latter category. So it's not a criticism, it's a statement of fact. Sometimes a person makes a bracha, asher yatzar shahako, looks like they're talking to Hashem. And sometimes it looks like they make an asher yatzar shahako, and they don't even really know what they're saying. I once heard many years ago, Bashai Shachter said, sometimes he was talking about the birkas Kohanim and the bracha that parents give the children on Friday night. And Rabbi Shai Shachter said, I quote, sometimes I see parents giving a bracha to their children Friday night. I don't even know what they're thinking about, but it doesn't look like they're thinking about the bracha. So it affects all of us at different times in our lives, not only the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Kadashim, but I think, and he was the Kohen Gadol. Every one of us have the challenge of making sure that our thoughts, not only our actions, not only our chovas ha'evarim, our obligation of the limb, does what it's supposed to do when it comes to the service of God, but even our thoughts, our intention, must be mekavin towards the proper avoda. If the Kohen Gadol's thoughts were not holy, continues Rav Pinchas, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Holy of Holies, on Yom HaKippurim, he pays with his life. That's a very stringent halacha and serious halacha that teaches us. I'm not saying that someone chalila v'chas who doesn't have the proper by kavana by shema has that repercussion, but it teaches us a musar haskur for all of us. And we enter into the chamber of Hashem, whether it's the Shabbos chamber or the tefillah chamber or the eating chamber or the bracha chamber of the Ribbono Shel Olam, our thoughts must be miskavin towards the avoda that what we are doing. Because of this, a rope was actually tied around his waist in case they would have to pull out his corpse. So just the machshava, if his kavanas were not correct, then he would be chayv misa. And so a rope was pulled around his waist, tied around his waist, in case they had to pull him out of the Beis HaMikdash. That is the entire text of page 40. 46 almost. So now I'm going to begin by screen sharing, and we're going to go to something very interesting, which I think is very interesting. One second, I just have to get to where I want to be. Here we go. And now I have to move you up here so you could see. Okay, one second. Can you see, Malki Sultan, you're the only person that I can see right now. Can you see Tzarich Adam Sheikavin Libo? No, you can't. Oh, it says my screen sharing is paused. Why is my screen sharing paused? You're right. Oh, one second. I have to do that again. You're right. You can't see. That's weird. Let me try this again, okay? Can you see now? Yes? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, good. So where are we? We're in the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, okay? Hilchos Deos, Rambam's Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel. Like Deya is like Chachma Binan Da'as. Deya is intelligence, wisdom, thoughts. Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. Okay? And you'll see why when I was learning this from Shem Shem Pincus and preparing this course, my mind, no pun intended, went to you. We're talking about having not only proper actions, but proper thoughts in our Avodas Hashem. So Tzarich Adam Sheyikavin Libo, says the Rambam, a person must be miskavin in his heart. He has to, and again we said, love the B'chol of Avchem, the heart represents the place of thought, not scientifically and not biologically, but even in English, I love you with all my heart. So the heart is the place that represents the emotion. Tzarich Adam Sheyikavin Libo, here you have that word Kavana, a person must direct his heart, B'chol Ma'asav, so you have to have Chovos HaLavavus and Chovos HaEvarim, both your heart and all your actions, Kulam, all of them, Leida, to know, as Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvat. So this is a very important opening line. Again, this is Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. A person must be miskaving his heart and all of his actions. So focus and direct your heart, meaning your intention and your emotion, and all of your actions, kulam, leida, you must know. That's the first thing. You have to know who you're serving. You have to know what you're doing. The Kohen Gadol has to know why he's in the Kodesh HaKadashim. A Jew has to know why they're dressing in Shabbos clothing. A person has to know why they're making a bracha. Es Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvat. You have to know Hashem solely in all of your ways. V'yesh shivto v'kumo v'diburo hakol l'umas zeh hadavar. And when you sit, and when you stand up, and when you speak, everything has to be with this purpose. Every single thing I do, I have to be miskaving my heart, which really represents my intention, my thought, and my emotion, and my action to serving Hashem, whether I'm sitting, whether I'm standing, whether I'm speaking. Ketzad. How does a person do this, says the Rambam? Kishe yisa v'yitein, masav v'matan, when he conducts his business dealings, o yasa malacha, or he does work, li toschar. So when you're doing your business, mas and matan is business, yisa v'yitein, when he does business, o yasa malacha, li toschar, or he's doing work to get reward, in other words, you're earning your wages, lo ye belibo likbot mamon bilvad, your intention should not be, I'm doing this for work, only. It's brought down in the Rapam biography, the Art School Rapam biography. Rapam Zatzal, someone once came to him and he was a dentist. And he said to Rapam, what should my kavana be? I'm a dentist. I make a good parnassus. So Rapam said, your first kavana should be, I'm doing chesed for people, which are kavana l'shem shemaim. I'm doing this to help people. Your second kavana should be, I am also making parnassus. But the first thing that a person should think is, whatever my profession is, I'm doing this in service of man, in service of God. And that's what the Rambam writes here. Lo ye belibo likbot mamo bavad, your intention should not be only that I'm making money. Ela ya, whatever your profession is. Ela ya sid dvarim ha'elu, kidei shiyimtza dvarim sha'guf tzarich lahem. But I'm doing this because when I make a parnasa, I use that funds, I use those money so that I find things that the body needs. In other words, I use the funds to support myself. How? Me'achila, rishisiya, the yeshiva's bias, because why do I need parnasa? Only for the purpose of having money? Is that the end goal? With the parnasa, I could buy food, I could buy drink, yeshiva's bias, I need somewhere to live, I have to have a house. Unisiyas isha, with this money, I could get married and support a wife. So your kavana should be l'shem shamayim. Yes, I need to have parnasa. Yes, I need to have a job, but what is the purpose of the parnasa? What's the purpose of the job? So I should think to myself that with these funds, I could buy food, I could buy drink, I could buy a house, I could get married and support a wife. V'chein, and furthermore, kishayocha v'yishta. Please pay careful attention. when he eats and when he drinks, which is very davar gufani, it's totally physical, right? You eat, you chew. Baruch Hashem, I think COVID pandemic made everybody appreciate much more having taste buds. I'm not joking. As of you speak to some, I remember, like in the beginning, my son told me that one of the resource room workers, a wonderful, wonderful woman who worked with my son, she said like everything, like it had no taste. When she tasted like an egg, it tasted like eating rubber, like plastic. I went in a school in residence a few months ago in the spring, and I was sitting with a woman, and she said to me, there's certain food she can't touch. Her mind says, you like that, like cantaloupe fruit. I'm talking about healthy things. But she puts it into her mouth. She literally has to spit it out. It's so nauseating. She can't eat it at all. And this is months after COVID. So I think that has given us mamish a new appreciation for something that we probably never thought too much about. So when you eat, what is the only purpose? It's very physical. It gives you a nice taste. Hopefully it's pleasurable. Your teeth chew. Your tongue helps mash it up. You swallow in your throat. It goes down to your stomach. You digest it. What's the whole purpose of what you're doing? Kisha yochal, when you eat. V'yishta, when you drink. V'yivol, and you have marital relations. What should happen? Lo yasim b'libo la'asos t'varim ha'elu k'dei lahanos b'vad. The purpose is only to enjoy the chocolate cake taste. Maybe it's not even such a good example. The fruit salad tastes absolutely delicious. Is the only purpose of eating the fruit salad that it gives me pleasure in the moment in my mouth? Is the only purpose of drinking a glass of wine on Leil HaSeder that I'm so excited, finally, I could have four glasses of wine? Is that the only purpose of drinking the wine? Or am I thinking when I eat the fruit salad, like you're going to see in the Rambam, I need to eat this to sustain my body. I need to be healthy to serve Hashem. When I drink the Arba Kosos, it might be nice to have four glasses of wine. But is the purpose only because I want to have wine and get a little buzz and feel good? Or is it because, and I have a mitzvah to drink the four cups of wine on Leil HaSeder? What's the purpose of what I'm doing? And he puts in this category also marital relations. When you eat and when you drink and when you have marital relations, is the purpose only to derive physical pleasure? Until you find this is amazing to consider that the Rambam wrote this 800 years ago. You know, here we have a key into why sometimes people have eating disorders, whether it's overeating or Rahman al Islam, undereating and starving themselves, is the whole purpose of eating and drinking. Now you're only going to eat these things that are sweet. Because, wow, they taste good. And if that's only what you know, like, oh, so why would I want a kale salad? You checked it. It doesn't have bugs. You brought it. Why would I want to eat cauliflower if I could have a donut instead of cauliflower if it tastes so delicious? Why would I want bitter spinach if I could have sweet pineapple instead? It's mamish not a joke. It's amazing. The Rambam was also a physician. Not only was he one of our greatest scholars, philosophers, and Torah teachers, but he was also a physician. Have come to the point where you only eat and you only drink that which is sweet. Lachech is to the mouth, to the palate. You only eat that which tastes sweet. V'yivo k'dei l'heinos, and the only purpose of marital relations is to have physical pleasure. Is that the purpose of physicality in this world? Ella yasim al. By the way, you shouldn't misunderstand this at all, because in the same shir, Rabbi Zeflev was talking about Christianity. Christianity, their approach to this world is abstinence. So you should be a priest or a monk or a nun. You shouldn't get married. You should go live somewhere in a covenant. You should refrain as much as possible from enjoying this world. And with that, you will acquire whatever they think life is in the next world. Abstinence, removal from this world. That's not the Jewish Mahalach. We set a beautiful Shabbos table. We use wine for Kiddush. We use challah for Lechem Mishnah. We set a table. We make brachas. We believe, however, in sanctification through the food. So the Shabbos table should look beautiful. The Torah doesn't say don't have bread. It says, in fact, have a double portion of bread on Shabbos. The Torah doesn't say don't drink wine. The Nazir is to bring a korban chatos. The Torah says you should drink wine. So we use the physical. The Torah, the highest ideal is not to go live in a monastery like a priest, monk, or not, and not been married. The Gedolei Hadar are Gedolei Hadar, and they're also married, and with Hashem's help, they also have children, and leave us the next generation, hopefully, of Torah scholars. So our Mahalach is not abstinence, but what should our Hashkafa be while we're engaging in the physicality of this world? And it so applies to Shabbos, and the Su'udah that we prepare on the table that we set. What is the Machshav? Is it to have 10 kugels on the table only because each of the 10 kugels taste amazing, and 5 desserts, because 5 desserts, that's a Chilas Gad. So that's also not the Malach of Torah. Parshas Kadosh and Perik Yates of Vayikra, Perik Beis, Pasuk Beis, Kadoshim Kitiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Actually, ish ima v'avu siro v'eso shabso say tishmeru. So that's the connection between v'eshabso say tishmeru and kadoshim to you. The beginning of the statement and the end of the statement. So the Ramban, we're in the Rambam. The Ramban, Nachmanides there teaches famously that a person should not be a navel b'shus haTorah. There has to be a balance. The Torah does not say abstinence, not in eating, not in drinking, not in marital relations. That's not our idea. The Torah says immerse in this world, set a beautiful Shabbos table, have a double portion of bread. Have your glass of wine. Kiddush is del rice a Friday night. You have to know how to use it. And that's why the Ramban in Kedoshim says, don't be a nevel b'shus haTorah. And he uses the example there of eating meat. Exact same ideas that the Rambam is speaking about here. The Ramban says, you're supposed to eat meat, but how much meat? Don't make it a chilas gas. You're supposed to drink wine, but how much wine? You're commanded to have marital relations, but how much? It all has to be but the proper machshava. And why is this page a springboard for this year? Because I was reading, or learning, I should say, Reb Pinkas, where he talks about your thoughts have to be miskaving to Hashem in order to do the avodas Hashem properly. And that's really what we're learning here in the Rambam. What is the machshava behind eating and drinking and marital relations? Is it only to eat what's sweet to the mouth and in order to enjoy Ella? No, that's not correct. Yasim alibo, he should place on his heart, sheyochal v'yishte kidei lahavru skufo ve'eva rav bilvad. He should put into his heart, meaning his thoughts, that he is eating and drinking. So he should have a guf bari, lahavrot gufo, with a base. For those who are listening online, and you don't see the screen, lahavrot gufo, from the word bari. Your body should be healthy. That's the point of eating. That's the point of drinking. Ve'eva rav, and my limbs should be healthy, bilvad. So when I sit down to eat, your eating could be, unlike, you know, an austere life. Did I say that word correctly? AUS, yeah, thank you. Okay, unlike on a steer life when you say don't eat, that's holy. The Torah does not say that that's holy. A car needs gas or it's not going to run. If you don't fill up your car with gas, it could be a beautiful car and it's going to die. So your body needs fuel to run. Rahman al Sun, there are eating disorders where a person, Hashem Mirachim Aleinu, Hashem Yishmar later says, I'm not going to eat anything. And anorexia is a high rate of death. And believe me, Hashem Mirachim Aleinu, that's not what the Torah wants. But when you're eating and when you're drinking, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Beis HaMikdash to do his avodah, he's supposed to do the avodah, but your machshava must be, what am I doing this for? When it comes to eating, drinking, and marital relations, kedei lahavru skufa ve'eva rav bilvad, so my body should be healthy and my limbs should be healthy, lefichach, and therefore lo yochal kol shehachech hu lefichach lo yochal kol shehachech misave kekela v'chamar. The opposite, Rahman son, of eating disorders, where a person abstains to the point of severe illness and death, is when a person engages also to such an extent that it becomes completely unhealthy. And therefore, the Rambam writes, is the Mishnah Torah is a book of halacha. It's a magnum opus work of halacha. Okay, the guide for the perplexed, in a moment, the word will come back to me for what it's really called in Lashon HaKodesh. Mor Nevuchim, thank you Hashem. The guide Mor El Bhora'a, Nevuchim for the perplexed, the confused, is Hashkafa. But here we're talking about Halacha. So the Rambam writes this as a Halacha. This is codified as Halacha. And therefore, he should not eat everything that his mouth, that his palate desires, like a dog or a donkey. I'm not saying that, okay? I'm translating. Lafichach lo yocho kol shachich mit aveh. Taiva is a very strong word. You shouldn't have a taiva. I shouldn't say that. You're going to have taivas because you're a human being. But you shouldn't give into that taiva and just take anything your mouth wants, like a dog or a donkey. It's codified as halacha. Ela yocho dvarim hamo'ilim laguf. You should eat things that are beneficial for the body. Imarim imisukim. Sometimes things beneficial for the body might be bitter. Arugula has a sharp taste. Spinach is not sweet. You should eat it, even if it's bitter, if it's beneficial for the body, and sometimes it might be sweet, like pineapple or sweet potato, and it's beneficial for the body as well. This is just incredible. Okay, 800 years ago, the Rambam in his Torah brilliance and his medical knowledge is really commenting on things that we see in society today, Rachman al-Itzan, to a very large degree. V'lo yochal dvarim hara'im laguf. Afal pishahein misukin lachech. This is unbelievable. You should not eat things that are bad for the body just because they're sweet for the palate. So I love, that's totally sarcastic intended, that the Twizzlers, don't mean to say specific candy, many candy brands will talk about false advertising. They'll write on the top of the package, fat-free. It drives me crazy. What are they trying to do? A person has to be intelligent enough to understand that avocado and salmon have fat, and they are much healthier. They're Twizzlers that are quote fat free that are loaded with sugar. It's not Micharitz. This is unbelievable. It's the Rama. This is Torah. Lo yochol dvarim harayim leguf. You should not eat things that are bad for the body. Avo pishehin mesukin nachech. They might be very sweet on the palate. It doesn't mean you should eat them because that's not avodas Hashem. This is unbelievable. It's such a way to elevate your whole table, your whole meal, your whole Shabbos table specifically. It's something that we should keep in mind. Kate's on how misha haya besoro cham lo yochol basar velo dvar. So this is very interesting. Medicine 800 years ago, a person whose flesh is hot, who has a hot constitution, he shouldn't eat things that will feed that possible character, the character trait that could lead to negativity. I'll give you an example. Cham, as in Shem, Cham, and Yafes. The names are very significant. Shem means a distinction. Avraham Avinu came from Shem. Yafes means beauty. Yavan was very focused on external beauty. They came from Yafes. We're coming up to Chanukah soon. Cham means hot. He is the one, and his son Kenan, who took advantage of their father Noach when he was in the tent in his drunken stupor, either had homosexual relations with him or emasculated. Why? His name is Cham. It means hot. So the Rambam says someone whose flesh is hot, lo yochal basar, so meat might feed that hot character trait. Velo devash, and you shouldn't eat something that's so sweet like honey. Velo yishtayayin, if he drinks wine and he has this Cham basar, then he's going to come to do things he shouldn't do. This is just incredible. Like the matter that Shlomo Amar said, Derech Mashal, by way of a parable, Ochel Dvash. The eating of much honey is not good. So someone who eats too much sweet, it's not good for him. Vishosem may ha'alshin, afal pishu humar. Someone who drinks, that word I didn't know what it means. Alshin, that word I didn't know. So Chabad says it means endive juice. So today you could say, what are they making the juice bars? What's it called? Lemongrass? Yeah, is that what it's called? Or they make smoothies from spinach and kale. He's talking about drinking smoothies. It's amazing. Someone who drinks endive juice or someone who drinks grass root. What's it called? Not grass root. I think it's called juice grass, Rivka Fuchs. So type it so I can know. Okay, or spinach or kale smoothie. Afal pishu humar. It's going to be bitter. You're going to taste. You're going to say, "What am I drinking? Why on earth am I drinking this?" Wheatgrass. Thank you. Who? Shanimsa shosa. You find that he's drinking va'ochel and he's eating derech refuah. So that person is eating and drinking something bitter, but it's a way of healing. This is just unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. He's giving you health advice as halacha for avodas Hashem, bilvad. So he's eating and drinking for derech refuah bilvad. So it's true. It might not be as sweet as the fat-free candy, but you're eating it because it's a way of refuah. Kidei sheyavri, from the word bari, so that he will be healthy. Ve'ya'amod shalem, and you need to stand whole and complete before God. Ho'il, since v'yavshal adam l'chos el b'achil v'shasiyah. So this ties into what Rabbi Zevlov said in the shiur that I listened to this morning. It's impossible for a man to live without eating and drinking. Just like it's impossible for your car to run without gas, it's impossible for you to eat without eating and you to live without eating and drinking. The kasha is when you eat and drink, it has to be l'shem shamayim. So the Christians say, abstain, that's the best path. That's not what we say. We do not say that, but a person has to make choices. So just because something is sweet for your palate, it doesn't mean that you should overindulge. In fact, you should not. Just because something is bitter for your palate, today you could say wheatgrass, then they said alshin, you could say spinach, kale, whatever it is, if you're drinking it by way of refuah, so that your body will be healthy and you could stand shalem before Hashem, since it's impossible for a man to live without eating and drinking. But even that has to be miskaveh l'shem shemayim. V'chein, and furthermore, 1 second, please. Yeah, it's amazing. Such a pioneer and visionary. It's just incredible. It's mamish incredible. The chain, and so to kisha yivol, when he has marital relations, lo yivol ala kadeh lahavrus gufo, ukadeh lakayim esazera. You should have the intention that this is for the health of my body, speaking to men here, and that it is important to establish seed. A person has a purpose. Oh, we spoke about last time, zachor and zikaron. Remember, this ties in a little to about what we learned last time, that why is zachor male, the root word zikaron, because in that moment of relation, the man implants his seed and he leaves a zikaron of himself in this world. The zachor implants seed into the nekeva, and through the child he leaves a zikaron in this world. We learned that last time. So now the Rambam says when a person has marital relations, he shouldn't have marital relations only for the pleasure. He should think to himself, this is important. This is how God created the body. This is important for the health of my body. And through this act, I'm establishing seed. Lefichach, therefore, eino boal calls man sheyisav. He shouldn't have marital relations anytime he desires. Just like you shouldn't eat Twizzlers anytime you desire, just like you shouldn't eat 5 donuts on Hanukkah, even though they might taste delicious, just because you desire. But anytime he knows that he has a biological, physical need to release his emission, he has a need to release his seed, by way of healing, or because he has to establish progeny and offspring. It's just mamish incredible. So now, yes, you're right. Abstinence is easier than balance. It's very, very true. It's much easier to say, I won't partake, than to know how to live in balance. So it's easy to say, I'm going to go live easy. It's relative, but to know how to balance, to make these things avodas Hashem, that's true godless. And this is mamish, the Rambam codifying halacha. It's incredible. So I think it also has an impact in our machshava when we prepare a Shabbos meal. It's our tafkid to prepare that Shabbos meal, whether you're buying takeout, some weeks you might have to do that, or whether you're cooking, we need to make the proper choices. And we're learning that it's not just a nice piece of advice, it's actually halacha, as to when we make those proper choices, to have the proper kavana. If I'm buying this so my guf should be bari, if I'm buying it so I could stand amod shalem before Hashem, if I'm serving and eating this because it serves the purpose of serving God, or it's only because I have a taiva for these things, so that's a problem. Because that's not avodas Hashem, and then your kavana is not l'shem shemayim. Just like the Kohen Gadol who entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim might not have a kavana l'shem shemayim, so too when we eat and drink in marital relations, you need to have a kavana for shem shemayim, for what you're doing. And if you're not, so according to the Rambam, so then you're over in this area. It's not just to eat and drink; it's to be miskaving. It's really incredible. So think about this when you plan your menu. I'm sure today, for today, your menu's already planned, I hope. But if it's not, you should have the kavana. It's fascinating. Halacha gimel. I want to do one more halacha with you. I still have a few other sources. I hope we're going to get to them. Hamanig atzmo pi harefua. A person has to conduct himself according to healing. So you should always be thinking, does this contribute to the natural healing of the body? It's amazing. Im sam al libo shia kol gufo veivro av shleimim bilvad. If he puts in his heart, again, heart being the center of thought. So once again, if your thoughts are, I want my body and all my limbs to be shleimim, shalem, whole or complete only. Vishiyu lo banim. Oh, this is amazing. When I was looking at this, I always prepare in advance. So that means I always prepare the same material 2 or 3 times. So I was re-preparing again last night, reviewing, and one of my sons is sitting at the table. So I shared this with him. I thought that this was just amazing. So is the point when you have children, they should do your work for you, go get me this, go get me that, sweep for the floor, can you run upstairs, run this errand, whatever it is the purpose of having children, probably in those days it wasn't just that, it was work the farm and help me till the soil and come with me to the market, is it the purpose of having children so they'll do your work and they are amele netzarko, they toil for you, they exert toil for your needs, ein zadarach tova, that's not the purpose of having children. Is that the purpose of having children? So that they could run and get what you need and do your work for you and work on the farm to help you? No. You should put into your heart, you should have the proper kavana, that the body should be complete and strong, so that the soul should be straight, once again, lada'as, to know that there's a Hashem. In other words, healthy body leads to healthy mind, leads to healthy Aver Hashem. So there must be a mind-body connection of health, of refuah. The Rambam's using this word repeatedly. And when your soul is shalim, and when your body's shalim, your nefesh will be yashar, and then you will know Hashem. It's really amazing. She'i avsha sheyavin vayistakel b'chach mosvuhu rai v'chola el achar me'avarav ko'ev. It's impossible that a person could be an Eved Hashem if he's sick, if he doesn't take care of his body. It is impossible sheyavin that he will understand vayistakel, that he will have a seichel, knowledge, intuition, b'chachmos. You can't learn Torah, you can't learn wisdom. V'hu ra'ev, if a person is hungry, v'chola, if a person is sick, o echad me'evarav ko'ever, one of his limbs is hurting him, you cannot serve Hashem. One second. I didn't think of this while I was re-preparing. I want to get a source to tell you something. One minute. Oh, it's upstairs. Forget it, it's upstairs. I thought it was in my other room. I'm not going upstairs. In Mishpacha last week, there was so much to read in the main Mishpacha. There was, did anyone see the story of the boy from Great Britain and his great grandmother? If you didn't see it, go back and read it if you still Mishpacha. It was amazing. They published a book called Lily's Story. His great grandmother was a 97-year-old Holocaust survivor. It was really incredible and really inspiring. She was from Hungary, and so she was taken very late in 1944. And she relates that when she was in Auschwitz on Yom Kippur, she saw someone eating. And she said to him, the magazine's upstairs, but this is a quote, she said to him, Yid, how could you be eating today's Yom Kippur? So he looked at her and he said, Hungarian woman, I forget the word that he used, Hungarian woman, how long have you been here? If you would have been here as long as I would have been here, you also would have been eating. I have fasted enough. And she said, he was right. I shouldn't have said anything to him. She said about herself, I was wrong. I just arrived in Auschwitz. She said, I'm just telling the story. I'm not saying who's right, who's wrong. Chas v'sham. I'm not giving commentary. I'm quoting it. But it really is what the Rambam is saying here. If a person is ra'ev, hungry, and chola, he's sick. Or echad me'eva rav ko'ev, or one of his limbs is hurting. He can't serve Hashem. You can't serve Hashem like that. So that's an ultimate, horrible, Rachman al-Tzlan example. A person is Rachman al-Tzlan starved and beaten and living in Auschwitz for 3, 4, or 5 years. He can't survive, and he certainly can't serve Hashem. He can't fast on Yom Kippur if he's in that situation. So take an example down to our level. A person has to be healthy, because if you want to be do you want to mat? You were given Bina. Bina is Seir Nasna Isha Yosar and Rebbe Ish. Nida 45b, based on when Isha was created. Vayivin Hashem Elkim Esatzela. I believe it's Bereishis 2:22. So you all have Bina. And you all have a measure of Seichel. But if you want to be able to use your Bina and use your Seichel to understand Chochma, then you can't be Ra'iv. You can't be starving. You can't be Chola. You can't be sick. You can't have one of your limbs hurting. Why? Because then all you're thinking about is hunger. Or all you're thinking about is, I want to feel better. All you're thinking about is, you know, if you get a cut on your pinky, all of a sudden it's killing you and it takes over all your thoughts. So the Rambam is saying, you need to be healthy to serve Hashem. You need to be healthy to have proper kavana to serve Hashem. The Yasim Alibo, Shielo Ben, Ulai Yechacham, V'gadol Bisra. So one of my boys is sitting at the table. And it was re-reviewing this again yesterday evening. And he should put onto his heart that what's the purpose of having a child? That maybe this child will be a chacham and a gadol b'Yisrael, a wise person and a giant in Yisrael. Not to serve your needs, not because you need a servant. But in other words, all your kavanos, shiti you call ma'asov diburav l'shem shamayim. Just like, and who do we learn it from? The Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, invalid thoughts invalidates the service. And it's not so different from how we have to live. If you want your eating to be the Shem Shemaim, you have to have proper thoughts. Otherwise, it's not me who said it. The Rambam said you're like a dog or a donkey. I did not say that. The Rambam, right? Where was it? You shouldn't eat everything you want. Kikalev v'chamar. You want to be a person. You want to be an Eved Hashem like Rabbi Zavlev. A soldier said, a soldier wears a soldier's uniform. A king wears a king uniform. A bentor wears a bentor uniform. A bastor wears a bastor uniform. All your thoughts and your machshava should be l'shem shemayim. And what should you think when it comes to having these children? Not, I have a servant. Maybe this child will grow up to be a chacham v'gadol b'Yisrael. Nimtza ha-mahalich b'derech zu. Kol yamav oved es Hashem tamid. You will find that someone who walks on this path all of his days will be a servant of God, always and consistently. Shuvisi Hashem l'negdi samit ki mini bal emo. Tehillim tazayin chas. Hashem is before me always and consistently. On my right side, I will not falter. Nimtza hamahalich b'derech zu. The Rambam says, I'm going to tell you how to be an Eved Hashem all your days. When you eat with the kavana that this is healthy. And it'll keep my guf shalim, it'll keep my eva rav, my limbs in good condition, I can serve Hashem. And when you drink, the same. And when you have marital relations, have the proper one. You're only having a child, so you could have a servant, so you could have a farmhand, so I could have someone to Swiffer on Arab Shabbos, so I could have someone to go to the mailbox, someone to take my shoes to the shoemaker, someone to help me with the cooking. Is that why you have a child? It's nice, of course, we're all working to keep the house running, but maybe this child will grow up to be a chacham and a god of a Torah. What is the purpose of everything we do here, including eating and drinking? You could take the most base gashmiistic actions and elevate it to Shem Hashem. So you could make drink endive juice, says the Rambam, or 800 years later, wheatgrass or spinach or kale smoothie. It might not be as tasty as a frozen yogurt mixed with, like in Israel. I love those frozen yogurt bars in Israel where they mix in for you. You know, they have a whole thing of fruits and chocolates. I always like to put in some fruits, a little bit of the flaky bar, the leaf flaky chocolate bar. So you have to think to yourself, I'm smiling because I don't think in our society as a whole that we eat like this. When we go and we prepare a meal, and like I said, there's first a whole appetizer and 10 dips and 2 huge challahs and then soup and then 2 mains and then 5 kugels and 6 desserts. We're not eating and living like the Rambam writes. I'm not giving you mussar. I'm stating a fact. We're just not. But the Rambam says, we need to scale it back. We need to tone it down. Not, don't leave here and say, don't set your table. Chas v'shalom. Shabbos is coming. You should have a beautiful meal. Basar v'dagim v'chol minei matamim. But it also has to be, is this healthy for me? It's not healthy for me. The Twizzlers are not fat-free. I have news for you, okay? Be careful. The avocado with salmon is a much better choice. Nimtza mehalich b'derech zukoyim av oved es Hashem to me. The Rambam says, I'm giving you the recipe for life. Even when you're doing masa matam, when you conduct your business dealings, if you live like this, you're an Eved Hashem. At the time of your marital relations, if you live like this, you're an Eved Hashem. He's talked about da'as, seichel, machshava. And that's why the page 46 in the Sefer was a springboard for the Shir, because the Pinkus talks about the importance of valid thought, improper thought, and you're not having improper thought, which would invalidate the service. The flip side of that is you have to have proper thought, which validates your service. Mipnei shemachshav to bechol kidei sheyimtza tzorachav ad sheyegufo shalem lavoros Hashem. Your machshava should be, when it applies to everything, that your needs are met until your body is complete and whole. So maybe eating one portion makes your body complete and whole. Eating 5 portions makes you not complete and not whole, and you're going to be sick. And the Rambam says, if you're sick, you can't serve Hashem. Sheyegufo shalem lavodas Hashem. Afil b'shashu yoshein. Even when you're sleeping, you might think, I'm sleeping, this isn't Avodas Hashem. Okay, maybe the whole day when I'm awake it's Avodas Hashem, but what does sleep have to do with anything? I'm totally passive. And the Rambam here is showing you that everything physical, every single physical thing we do, in some way you have to have the machshava. Your machshava validates and affects that the service is Avodas Hashem. I can't believe it. I wanted to quote from the Parasha Perek Yud Ches Vayera. I wanted to quote from Henny Machas, and I wanted to quote from Aaron Leib Steinmet. I always prepare too much. Okay, let's go. V'afil b'shashu yoshein, even at the time when he's sleeping. I'm passive, I'm not doing anything, it's not true. Im yoshein l'das, once again, okay? Once again, remember, m'ren hilchos de'os. Use your thoughts to make the physical action of Avodas Hashem. So at the time when you go to sleep, if you go to sleep, l'das, to know, k'dei sh'tanuach da'ato alav, I'm sleeping because my mind needs a rest. V'yanuach gufo, and my body needs a rest. K'dei shelo yechla, someone who doesn't sleep is sick. A form of torture, as Rachman al Tzan, to keep someone alive for hours and hours and hours and hours. If you don't sleep, you're going to be sick. V'lo yuchal avodas Hashem v'hu chola, and if I'm sick, I can't serve Hashem. Nimtzei sheina shelo avodah l'makom baruch hu. Sleep is not detracting from Avodas Hashem. By the way, in the biographies of the Gedolim, the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, the biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, which I have in the other room, they would tell their Talmidim that there's a time for sleep and there's a time for wake. The Rambam says you can make your sleep into Avodas Hashem. How? You have to think to yourself, if I want my mind to rest and I want my body to rest and I don't want to be sick, because if I'm sick, I can't serve Hashem. Nimtzei sheina shelo avodah l'makom baruch hu. Not only is your eating l'shem shemayim if you follow the advice of the Rambam, but not only is your drinking l'shem shemayim, not only is marital relations and conducting your business, but even your sleep, however many hours you get at night, make that into Avodas Hashem. How? Look at the power of the mind. Look at the power of proper machshava. Proper thoughts validates the service. to paraphrase Rav Shimshon Pinchas, and the hafech, the adarab, is improper thoughts invalidates the service. This is just incredible. While inyan zet suvi chachamim v'amru, and like this, the sages in Pirkei Avos said, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. That, says the Rambam, is what kol ma'asecha means. V'husha amar Shlomo v'chachmas, and that's what Shlomo says in his wisdom, v'chol drachecha da'ehu, and all your ways you should know God, v'hu yashar chasecha, and he will straighten your paths. If you mamish no Hashem and eyes, it doesn't only mean when you're in the base medrash, the Rambam is saying. It doesn't only mean when you're giving shir. It doesn't only mean when you're saying a dvar Torah at the Shabbos table. It means when you're choosing the food you're going to serve at the Shabbos table. It means when you're making the choice to what to put on your plate if you go to someone's house when you're at the Shabbos table. It means when you plan dessert, how many cakes are you going to have on your Shabbos table? It means when you go to sleep. It means when you do business. It means when you have marital relations. It means when you decide how much wine to drink, or even shasiyah. Let's talk about not only wine. Am I going to serve water and flavored seltzer? Am I going to serve Snapple? Have you ever read, I'm sorry to say anything, but have you ever read the nutrition facts on a bottle of Coke, Sprite, or Snapple? Do you know how much sugar is in there? I'm not telling you this. Look at the Rambam. We went through the whole thing. The Rambam is saying, it's bad. Don't do it. It might be sweet, but it's poison for your body. The Kohen Gadol only wears 4 garments on Yom Kippur when he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the 8 garments include gold. When he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't want to remind Hashem Kavi Acha of the Ega HaZahav. So he removes the garments that have gold, and he only wears the 4 garments, the Mechnesayim, the Aksones, the Migbas, or Mitznafas, and the Avne. He wears the 4 garments that do not have gold. So I think that this was, I didn't get to the Parsha. The reason I want to tie it into the Parsha is because Avram Avinu serves his guest food. So you see that food is very important in Parakir Ches, okay? V'echa pas lechem, Rashi talks about how in all books of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, you see that bread satiates the soul, says Rashi in our Parsha. The other Svarim are here, but I don't have time. You see that food is very important. He serves them bread, chema v'chalav, bakarach v'tov, tang and mustard sauce. So the Jewish approach is not naughty. The Jewish approach is not to have marital relations. The Jewish approach is not to not engage in this world. It is to engage in this world. But at the same time that you engage in physicality, you must make your machshava l'shem shamayim, that the intention of, if my body is healthy and my mind is healthy, then I can have the deya and the seicha and the machshava. Those are all the words the Rambam used repeatedly, that my thoughts will validate the service and they will make it all into avodas Hashem. I think that it is just incredible and truly such a visionary, and reminds us of our tafkid here. It's to take the gashmias, and Shabbos is all about gashmias. Clothing is gashmias, wine is gashmias, chaz gashmias, the seudah is gashmias, and you can elevate even that into avodas Hashem with the proper kavana. So I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, meaningful Shabbos, and a lot of things to keep in mind, especially when we sit down to the Shabbos meals, where sometimes people have a tendency to serve more than during the week. You might just have, you know, like me, a salad and a protein for lunch, and that's your whole lunch. And we have to keep this in mind very, very much when we participate and partake of the wonderful gashmis that Hashem blessed the world with. Do we want the spinach, kale, wheatgrass smoothie, or do we want the package of Twizzler? Something major to keep in mind. Thank you so much. Thank you to our hostess and sponsor and our family, Tisku and Mitzvah, Samaisim Tovim. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join us on Erev Shabbos. Thank you all.